He's the latest Celebrity Apprentice winner, and I think the last. The show might be done now, and he's also part of the star power on American Ninja Warrior. Our friend Matt Eisman joining us on the line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Jeremy. Yeah, it's interesting to hear that. I think you're right. Whether it's done, it's at least done for the foreseeable administration.
Well, and you know what? You've got a pretty sweet gig with American Ninja Warrior anyway. But let's just talk about... I want to go back to Apprentice just for a second, though, because how is your new gig with Schwarzenegger? You know, is he treating you well? Any problems at the office?
No, he's been amazing. that was one of the things. As soon as he stepped down from being the boss at Schwarzenegger Inc., he called me and said, I'm still his apprentice. And so we've been working with the After School All-Stars. I've done a couple charity events through his Schwarzenegger Institute, and then a charity fundraiser at his house. So he's been great. I mean, the guy is not slowing down. He's staying active, still advocating gerrymandering. He's fighting against that, trying to change the political system, and he's still got a big hand in the After School of All-Stars, his charity that supports after-school programs for at-risk youth.
Well, that's awesome. That's great. So if we hear, like, if I see a sign, Arnold 2020, would you be part of the campaign?
Well, you know, if the Constitution forbids him from running.
That's right.
But if he ran for something, I think I'd be, at least for president, I'd absolutely be by his side. I think he's a guy who, whatever side of the political spectrum you're on, he's a guy who likes to find compromise. And I think that's one of the things that was a hallmark of his time as governor. And I think he still does it. And that was one of the good things about being on the show with him, is I felt that rather than trying to divide and shake the people up, you know, he was really challenging us to do the best we could.
Well, let's segue from Schwarzenegger to American Ninja Warrior. How would he do on the course these days? Is he still a machine?
I don't think Terminators are allowed on the course. Ironically, I damaged my foot last year. I had to have foot surgery at the same time he did. So he and I have both been on the injured reserve list. But I honestly think he'd have a better shot on the course than I would. The guy still works out 2 to 3 hours a day at Gold's Gym in Venice.
Oh, my God. I don't even do that in a week. Jeez.
It's amazing.
So, you know, American Ninja Warrior, you know, is killing it in the ratings. And you're really putting those Bachelor shows to shame over the past couple of months. And I think it's just because the viewers are fascinated. Well, they're wanting to catch you in Harry Potter outfits. I know that much. But but the competition is just incredible to see these people who train sometimes years and years and years just for this competition.
I think, you know, the shows definitely appeal to it depends what you're looking for. And I know a lot of people enjoy the romance angle on the other shows. But Ninja is definitely, I think... The storytelling has become amazing, and that's one of the things that's interesting to me is when you look at the show and the fact that, you know, we've had, I think, almost 3,500 people take the course, and only two have completed it. So you realize everyone else has fallen, and yet you see in every episode these tremendous stories, these inspiring stories. And I mean, you know, last week with Lance Pekus, something he'd been living with for a while that he finally decided to share in his wife's battle with multiple sclerosis. And you just, I think it's that reminder we have that, you know, we really don't know what so many people who we deal with on a daily basis are going through. And just a reminder of so often the obstacles that we think are, you know, challenging, be it work or the obstacles on the course, are really nothing compared to what people go through in life. And I think... you know, for Ninja Warrior, there's so many people at home who are watching who might be facing something like multiple sclerosis or the loss of a loved one or substance abuse, whatever it is. And to see someone out there going through their same struggle and overcoming it and taking on a new challenge, I think that's really one of the things that people respond to is that the show kind of gives them hope that no matter what you're facing in life, you know, there's always time for kind of a second act for redemption.
And you know what's interesting? You mentioned it, though, and I think when I watch, like, just an actual game show, I actually don't even care to see the backstory of the people. Like, I fast-forward through that. But you're right, on Ninja Warrior, I do. I'm intrigued by seeing those home videos, I would call them. You know, the packs from when these people are training or their family dynamics and things like that. You're right.
Well, you realize, I think, in any show, if you need a reason to care about the people playing, unless you're just watching the show for... the action. I mean, even in the NFL, people say we don't need backstories, but you do have a backstory because you've been rooting for this team or you know about these players. They just don't need to give it to you in the game. But when you if you watch teams you don't know, you'll find it's not as interesting.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Jeremy Bradley here, back chatting with Matt Eisman from American Ninja Warrior. He's joining us from his Uber, so the sound is a little bit off at some points. But Matt, tell me, where do you see people struggle the most on the course during Ninja Warrior?
It totally depends on the athlete. I mean, obviously the upper body obstacles, you know, those are the ones, grip strength, you know, talking to the rock climbers or the parkour guys. One of the things they say is you can train your legs, you can train your biceps, your back, but grip strength is something that doesn't improve in weeks or months, that's years. So when you, you know, we're going to start, we've got the second part of stage one tonight, and then next week you'll see stages two, three, and four, which are so upper body intensive, and I think that's where you start to see the separation. Balance obstacles for every athlete are intimidating because those are the ones where if you make a mistake, it's so hard to recover. We saw that on domino pipes, like Chris DeGangi, where he's hanging upside down and makes this tremendous effort to fight his way back up for 30 seconds, only to go out on the next obstacle. And so it really depends on the skill set of the ninja. And the other thing that's great is any obstacle can end a run. I mean, we saw with Brian Wilczewski going out on Snake Run, an obstacle that if he does it 100 times, he gets through it probably 98 times.
How cold is the water that they splash down into?
Is it cold?
Yeah.
Well, it's in Vegas. It's 117 degrees. It's probably as close to a hot tub as we've had. I mean,
okay.
The worst we ever had was in St. Louis. I think it was season 6. It was 22 degrees, and we had chunks of ice in the water. Vegas is the one time that the water is probably most appreciated and most refreshing, because that is by far the hottest conditions we'll compete under anywhere.
That's true. I guess, you know, you're working up a sweat and your body is going, so the cold water is probably welcome, I guess, to some of them.
You know, it's the shock, though. A lot of them say that until they're underwater, they still don't realize it's over.
Huh.
And they have that moment of, oh no, I'm in the water.
Right.
And that heartbreak. And so it's amazing, I think, how many thoughts go through their heads as, you know, in that split second, because of all the work they put into it.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, universally, we see people come up and kind of a smile on their face, frustrated, but saying, I'll get them next time. And they do. People keep coming back, which is amazing. I mean, I'd probably, you know, knock over a trestle, kick up a safety pad, and storm off and never compete again.
Finally, I've got to ask, do you ever find that, I guess you're standing there watching, but at home, I find myself almost swaying back and forth as they're trying to gain momentum to do a big leap. Do you do that?
Totally. If you watch our Barney, we're doing the exact same thing.
Okay.
We're leaning. We're willing them forward. We're just as invested. It's the same for us as it is for the people at home, and that's what's nice about our jobs. Is we don't have to pretend to be important. We know how much they put into it, and we know how much it means them when they do hit a buzzer, and you can see it when they're failing, when they're losing their balance, and at the same time then when they make one of those tremendous saves and hang on by their fingertips, it's just our heart starts racing as well. So I think we, you know, collectively we're all willing them to success.
All right, well, you know, we do love the show. We're going to be watching American Ninja Warrior on NBC. Matt, when can people catch it?
Nights at 8 p.m. and the 18th is the season finale. It's been a fantastic season, so I hope everyone tunes in.
We've been loving it. Well, thanks so much again, Matt. Always great chatting with you.
Always, Jeremy.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.